Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Friday, September the 9th, 2011. I am Bill Buckmaster. I want to thank you very much for choosing the Buckmaster Show. We are live Monday through Friday at noon on KVOI AM 1030, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and the Voice Network with our simulcast partners in Douglas. Folks in Cochise County listening to us on 930 AM KAPR, and up in Gila County in Globe, where Eastern Arizonans listen to the Buckmaster Show on KJAA AM 1240. And, of course, we're always on the World Wide Web at buckmastershow.com, where all of our shows are archived for your 24/7 listening. Also, thanks to our partnership with the Tucson online news service, the TucsonSentinel.com. Our programs are available anytime at TucsonSentinel.com. Friday on the Buckmaster Show, we begin with the Friday Focus that features a newsmaker. Then at the bottom of the hour, it's our Friday Reporters Roundtable, and we close out the show with Matt Russell with his Weekend Watch. I have dubbed Matt the Culinary Cruiser. This is a guy who's always looking for a meal, and he usually finds some really good meals, and he tells us about it. Today's Friday Focus newsmaker is with University of Arizona economic forecaster Marshall Vest from the Eller College of Management at the UA. Joining me in our conversation with Mr. Vest is Dan Shear with the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun. We invite you to join in the conversation. If you have a question for Marshall Vest, you can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 or toll free from anywhere in North America 1-866-725-5467. You can also submit questions at buckmastershow.com or on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. Want to remind you, the Friday Focus is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. This is a true continuing care retirement community. Good people up there. You can find out more at SplendidoAZ.net. Now we want to welcome Dan Shear to the program, and our special guest is Marshall Vest. Marshall, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's great to be here.
It's always great to talk with you, and of course we'll be talking about the economy, but I want to first reflect a little bit, have you reflect about 10 years ago, this 9/11, which is coming up this weekend, of course. You, along with 300 other economists from the National Association for Business Economic Planners.
Business Economics.
Okay, Business Economics. You were holding a meeting at the Marriott at the World Trade Center in the ballroom when the first plane hit the towers, and after some confusion, you eventually went out onto the street when you all felt it was safe, and unfortunately you had to witness something really horrible. The second plane, you saw that going into the World Trade Center. How what are you thinking right now, 10 years later, Marshall?
Well, I don't think about it very much anymore. Initially it was, of course, very painful. You know, this was a huge shock to the American psyche. And really a very scary time in history. I remember some of our graduate students who work with us there in our research center were so shaken by it that we told them, don't worry about coming in and working for the rest of this semester. You know, come back and see us next semester. So it was a terrifying, absolutely terrifying event to witness. It was bad enough on TV, but to see it in person was even worse.
And that first hour was really rough for you, I know, because you were covered in soot and dust and God knows what else. Mm-hmm. And you finally made it to safety in some offices at what was then the bank.
It was Bank One.
Bank One in New York. Yeah, but that first hour, though, until you got there, quite a bit of walking or running or whatever it took, mm-hmm, to get away, and that was really crazy.
Well, at my age, it was a terrible discovery to that I couldn't run anymore, not like I wanted to. Kind of shuffled along a little bit, but we were engulfed by that cloud, and I remember thinking that it's really important that we make some good decisions here, because, you know, my life might depend upon it. and then in the next instant realizing that things were so out of control it might not matter. It's a pretty scary thought.
Marshall, earlier this year you expressed concern over slow or even negative population growth in Arizona. Is that still a concern, and how does that really affect the state?
Yeah, employment statewide is no longer declining, but we're not seeing very much growth either. During the recession, we lost well in excess of 300,000 jobs statewide. It looks like the employment bottomed in August or September of last year, and so far we've regained about 30,000 jobs. So I think the best description is employment is still just bumping along the bottom.
What about, I've heard you talk recently about the mobility rate. What is that, and how's that affecting the state?
Yeah, well, mobility in this nationwide here is at the lowest rates that we've seen in some 60 years. And the reason for that is people are unable to move because of what's going on in housing. About half of homeowners with mortgages are currently upside down in their loan. That means they owe more on their mortgage than what the house is worth. And the important thing, it's not just in Arizona, but it's in those states that normally send us most of our in-migrants. California sends us half of them. Nevada, the Great Lakes states as well, where we get a lot of our retirees. We also find very high foreclosures and high portions of homeowners with negative equity. And if you have negative equity, you either have to come up with a lot of cash at closing, and we're talking tens of thousands of dollars, or you have to negotiate a short sale, or you wind up turning in the keys. So right now, the nation's population is pretty much frozen in place. And population growth is really what has driven Arizona's economy over the decades.
Yeah, it's almost been, this has been a high growth state when you, all the way back to statehood days, mm-hmm. and maybe even before that. It's always been about people migrating to Arizona, mm-hmm. hasn't it?
Yes, and Arizona is the state where growth is good and too much is just right. So this is really unusual for us.
Where do we go from here if we're going to be a zero growth state for the next maybe 10 years? How does that change our economic forecasting?
Well, I've just revised our long-term forecast. This is something that we do once a year during the summer. And our population forecast 30 years from now, a year ago, called for almost 12.5 million people living in Arizona. That's essentially a doubling of current population. In our revision, this time we're calling for a little over 10 million.
Wow.
So quite a downward
2.5 million reduction.
Yeah. And the reason for that is, well, really two things going on. During the past year, of course, we've learned the results from the 2010 census, which found fully 250,000 fewer people than what was expected. And it also suggests that population growth has stopped. In fact, we perhaps are even losing people here the last couple of years. And so we're faced with the realization that before this great recession is over, we're probably going to lose an entire decade worth of population growth. We've already seen in many of our employment categories, various industries, that we've already lost an entire decade of employment growth, and in some cases, more than a decade.
In 3 or 4 years, when things bounce back in Arizona, what is normal going to look like here?
That's a good question, because it's clearly not going back to the kind of explosive growth that we had during the housing bubble. I mean, that was obviously, and we don't want to go back there. We're probably looking at population growth of 2 to 2.5%. as opposed to, you know, 3 to 4%, which we had become accustomed to. There's still a lot of growth on the horizon, but it's going to be middle of decade before we simply recover all the jobs that were lost, before we repair all the damage that was done to the economy. So we may not remember what normal was by the time we get there.
But you still see Arizona as being a desirable place for people to move to.
Yeah, I think that once the housing situation is taken care of, and that's the biggest question, by the way, in the outlook, is what's going on in housing. And the fundamentals are very poor for housing right now. We have to solve that before people can start moving again, before we start building again.
And you know, speaking of that housing, what is shadow inventory? And what? Why do we need to be concerned about that?
Why don't we pause for the... We'll let Marshall think about that answer when we come back about shadow inventory. We're speaking with Marshall Vest, UA economic forecaster at the Eller College of Business. And this is Bill Buckmaster, and this is the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:16. Marshall Vest and Dan Scheer will be back right after this.
Sierra Shutters and Sun Control is the leader in quality hardwood O'Hare brand shutters in Southern Arizona. 100% customer recommended and satisfied. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control also has the highest quality blinds, shades, and state-of-the-art window tints that really make a difference in keeping your home cooler. Check out their extensive website at sierrasuncontrol.com or give them a call at 292-2212 for a free in-home estimate.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
Firo Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Firo Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Firo Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at viroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
It's 1220. This is the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster, and the home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice and The Voice Network, our partners in Douglas and Globe. We've pretty much got Southern Arizona covered from one end to the other. Our Friday Focus interview today is with Marshall Vest of the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. He is the economic forecaster there. If you would like to ask Marshall Vest a question, anything on your mind about the economy and jobs here in Tucson, 790-2040, 790-2040. Dan Scheer is with me from the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. And before we took a break, Dan had a question about, what was it, inventory?
Shadow inventory.
Shadow inventory.
Well, Dan, I think that term refers to the number of properties that have not yet hit the market. It could include properties that banks have taken back that they simply haven't marketed yet. It could include people who wanted to sell their houses, but of course haven't been able to in this market. And the idea that when the market does improve, you'll see a lot of these houses come on the market. So the question is, how many more properties do we need to get marketed and find buyers for?
Is it an overstatement to say, look, we're going to see another wave here? Is it going to be that bad?
Well, the foreclosures are those numbers are down. It's difficult to decide, though, how much of that is due to the idea that we've worked our way through the inventory versus whether the banks are just not able to get those to the market as quickly as they would like to. So the numbers look a little better, and it appears that we're working our way through it, but I think we still have a long ways to go yet.
It's 1222 on the Buckmaster Show. Marshall Vest is with us from the University of Arizona, and we're going to go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. David, you're on with Marshall Vest. Go ahead, David.
Marshall, I wonder if you could tell us to what extent you think there really is a multiplier. There are all kinds of different figures about, for federal spending, to what extent a multiplier for any given dollar of spending is out there.
Good question, David. What about this multiplier effect, Marshall Vest? We hear it all the time. Is it for real?
Well, there are different kinds of multipliers. I think in general, what we're talking about is how many times a dollar turns over. There are so many dollars, and then we have so many transactions. So if you just take the ratio between the two, you would have a number, perhaps, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. And that multiplier varies over the course of the business cycle. And right now what we see is that velocity of money, as economists like to refer to it, that velocity of money is very, very low right now. There are lots of dollars sitting there, but they're not moving. But normally you have a multiplier, that that translates into higher activity as dollars reverberate through the economy.
Marshall Vest is with us from the University of Arizona, 790-2040, 790-2040, if you would like to ask him about jobs or anything to do with the economy. Here's Dan Scheer from Green Valley News.
Marshall, have you been encouraged by anything you've heard the president say this week or even today about jobs?
Well, I think it's really difficult to get much results out of a jobs program. I think the best that we can do at this point is to do no harm. So the extending the payroll tax cut, unemployment insurance, extended benefits, I think are important, because if you let those expire, that would do harm. You have to keep those on the books for right now. The problem, Dan, is the U.S. economy is in a textbook liquidity trap. We have lots of money in the system, but it's not moving for a variety of reasons. One of which is we're still in the credit cycle, where all that extra credit is being, is disappearing. Consumers are paying off their loans, or in some cases, having to default and walk away. So credit is coming down, but credit is still a very high level.
Let's go back to the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Jack is ready on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Jack, you're with Marshall Vest. Go ahead.
Marshall, I see a lot of the job growth stuff, and the problem I have with it is we've given up so much of our productive capacity that if we're going to try to return to full employment, I feel like they really need to make a bold stand and say something to the effect of no products imported can be 100% complete when they show up on our shores, so that some assembly or some work product goes into the stuff coming from other places that we are importing, to try to keep some of our dollars on the ground. I mean, what do you think of something like forcing a percentage of what's consumed here to be made here?
Okay, thank you, Jack.
Well, Jack, I think we have to be careful with this idea of protectionism. One of the mistakes that was made back during the Great Depression was that we implemented trade barriers and protectionistic policies so as to protect our own employees, and as a result, trade flows shrank tremendously, and that was bad not only for us but for everybody worldwide. So I don't think we want to repeat that mistake.
So Jack's, from what I got from the question, a product would come from China or wherever, it would not be completely finished, then American workers would finish off the product.
Well, again, I see that as a form of protectionism. Let's make sure that our American workers have a chance to be involved in the process, and I think you need to be really careful with that. One of the problems with policy now is if you were to put more money in the hands of people, hoping that they would spend it, they might wind up buying a flat-screen TV, which, of course, was made in Japan or China. Mm-hmm. So those dollars flow out of the country. And that's just the nature of the global economy that we live in nowadays.
1 minute to go. Dan Scheer.
But, Marshall, really, I think Jack's question was speaking to the middle class, which in some parts of the country has been wiped out. What do we do for those people?
Well,
short answer.
Yeah, a short answer. unemployment's probably going to stay high for quite a while, and the standard answer has been, you need to look to develop additional skills, and at the same time, we need to try to create jobs in perhaps brand new industries that, and basically that's knowledge-based industries.
So much of folks looking at the stock market, these huge drops, it does have a psychological effect, doesn't it, on business here locally?
Oh, sure. Consumer confidence nationwide, of course, has sunk to the lowest level since 1980 or so. And it affects what happens on the part of businesses as well as consumers.
Marshall Vest, thank you so much. Economist at the U of A and 9/11 survivor. I really appreciate your comments at the top of the program about your own personal experience. Thank you, Marshall, for being with us. Have a great afternoon and a great weekend.
My pleasure, Bill.
Dan, stick around. We've got the Reporters Roundtable coming up on the Buckmaster Show.
I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Senior U.S. counterterrorism officials say they have a general sense of who's behind the reported plot to attack New York or Washington with a car bomb on or around the 9/11 anniversary and who may be assigned to carry it out. President Obama says a jobs plan he outlined to Congress last evening will jumpstart the economy. The president spoke today during a visit to Richmond, Virginia. The situation is worse than officials had described earlier. In Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, they now say the levees holding back the Susquehanna River are under extreme stress by a larger-than-expected flood. On Wall Street, heading into the final half hour of today's trading, the Dow is down 343 points. It's below 11,000 now. The NASDAQ is off 74. More details at srnnews.com.
The Arizona sun is intense regardless of the season. That's why you need Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, Southern Arizona's custom shutter specialists and proud supplier of O'Hare Shutters, locally manufactured blinds and state-of-the-art window tints. Our power bills are less after installing Sierra's 100% hardwood shutters and window tints in our home. Call Sierra Shutters and Sun Control 292-2212 or check out their extensive website, sierrasuncontrol.com.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pedorthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and Fifth. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowell and Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
It's 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show. Welcome back. We are on KVOI AM 1030 in the Voice Network over Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. Every Friday at 12:35, we present the Friday Reporters Roundtable, featuring local journalists sounding off on the week's top stories in Southern Arizona. Joining me on the Friday Roundtable, Mark Evans has joined us from TucsonCitizen.com, and Dan Scheer of Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun stays over from our interview with Marshall Vest. We welcome you to join in the conversation on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. The Friday Reporters Roundtable is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. This is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net. Mark Evans, let's begin with you. Mark, of course, the big story of the week, the Mike Letcher story. And it's not so much about just that Mike resigned. I mean, a lot of people were expecting something like that could happen. It was the resignation letter. And, well, how many pages was it? Seven?
It was six.
Six, yeah. Pages.
It was 7 pages was on the PDF, but the 6 pages were written. So there was an extra page in there. It was one of the strangest resignation, everybody else's fault manifestos that I've seen in 20 years of covering politics. You know, he was taking some heat. There has been one screw up after another in the city, and the buck stops with the city manager. It should stop with the council, but it's a weak council, strong city manager, former government. The city manager is the guy who's responsible for all these things. And after the problems with Parkwise came to light, in which you had people within the parking authority releasing information about sealed bids, you had thefts, you had missing keys, what it seemed like was just chaos within the parking department. And this falls on the mess that happened with the 911 system. Back to back, people start asking questions about, you know, who's in charge around there. And Steve Kozichik, Councilman Steve Kozichik, was the primary complainer. In fact, I think he would have been on your show just the week before.
He did.
And you tried to get him to say, yeah, what, you know, does the town manager need his job? And
that was 2 weeks ago today, and I asked him, do you want him gone?
Right. And he didn't say yes, but he didn't say no. And he did say there needed to be some change, yes, in management.
But I did say, if we were at the council meeting right now, would you vote to fire him? And he did say yes.
Right. And I think that may have prompted Mike to want to write this letter to kind of defend his record. And instead of just doing that, he writes this letter that not only criticizes Kozichik, but then blames a lot of the problems on his assistant managers.
Well, Kasachek said it was like a wounded dog
right,
going after him. Let's face it, if you work long enough, your chances are you're going to write a resignation letter.
Well, especially if you're the manager of a city. Yeah, they only usually last a couple of election cycles.
And here's the way it should go, right. Mark, a resignation letter. A couple of sentences, I'm delighted or whatever, I'm proud to have served the city of Tucson. You can then list a few of your accomplishments,
right,
but don't go after people.
Right, he still had support on that council. I mean, he probably would still be the city manager if he hadn't written the letter.
He would have gotten till the end of the year,
I agree. Until after the election.
And
yeah,
after the election, he would have gotten it, but now the letter, that was really it. So,
and now it puts the city back in the position of what now? You know, yeah, because who's going to run this city you know, what city manager would want this job?
Yeah. And Mark, that's really, you know, we're down in Green Valley in Sahuarita, and we're watching this. And I got to tell you, and this is with all seriousness, we are so glad we're not living in Tucson. And what is it? This place is really troubled. And I have been back in the area for about 2.5 years. I went to U of A, but for 20 years, I, like everybody else in Phoenix, ignored Tucson. But you come back, and I cannot believe what I'm finding here. What is it going
to
take?
I think it comes down to problems within the charter, the way the city is set up and the way that it runs, where assistant city managers and other bureaucrats can run to protection to favored council members, which kind of neuters the authority of the city manager. You don't really have a strong mayor because of the way the charter is written. You've got city council members who are, you know, tend to be more focused on their wards and constituent services within their wards. And it just makes it, I think, ungovernable, especially in this current political climate. I mean, this is – we had Chuck Huckleberry on a few weeks ago, and mm-hmm. Chuck had said that at the time that in the 20 years or so that he's been county administrator, there's been, I think, 8 or 9 city managers.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And it just shows that there's something systemic with the problem with the city of Tucson.
Well, I want to move on from the city manager. Let's broaden the conversation to bring in now Green Valley and Sahuarita. There are a couple of items I want to bring up with you, Dan Scheer. Alan Burson, the head of Customs and Border Protection, was in town. I guess you had a one-on-one interview with him, and now there's this news that on the border, the National Guard's also going to be there for at least 3 more months.
Yeah, stay a little bit longer. But what Alan Burson was telling us was a couple of things last week. And first of all, they've gone on Mexican radio into the interior states, which makes sense. And they're warning border crossers of the dangers of crossing. And they're saying, look, the coyotes are lying to you. This has been done in one form or another by the Mexican government. But he actually had been on the radio in Mexico just that morning. The morning we talked to him. So they're trying to get the message out that this is not good to come here, and it's very dangerous, and you know what? You're going to be sent back. Then he went into some numbers. This year we're looking at about 212,000 apprehensions in the Tucson sector, which is by far the most active of the 9 sectors. This year we're looking at about 123,000. So there's a significant
drop.
It's a significant drop, and everyone argues over the reasons. It's, you know, there are a lot of them. There are no jobs here. There's a bigger buildup on the border. There are more high-tech equipment. Lots of reasons, but we are seeing quite a drop.
I think that drop has a lot to do with the economy as well. One, it's harder to get across, mm-hmm. and there's no jobs. And so I think that's why you're seeing the reduction. You know, extending the National Guard, yeah, okay. I mean, especially it's not an election year for the state, but can't hurt to keep them there, and it helps make it look like you're doing something, although I don't know that they're all that effective in curtailing the illegal immigration. You know, as soon as the economy comes back, they're going to start coming back across the border because there'll be jobs.
Well, we'll see. I think he would dispute that, but I think you're probably right. But what's interesting is if we do see a continued drop in border crossers, my question then is, are we going to see a huge layoff of Border Patrol agents? Because we're
right.
not going to need them anymore. And we have got right. a lot of Border Patrol agents.
I want to talk about redistricting. Pima County Board of Supervisors pretty much gave tentative approval. This does affect, Dan Scheer, your area. I think that's probably where the biggest effect is, Green Valley, Sahuarita.
And they've backed off a little bit on that, which is good, because right now Green Valley and Sahuarita are served by 3 of the 5 supervisors. And I bet you most people down there couldn't tell you which district they're in. They wanted to make a change that would have even solidified that, made the 3 pieces a little bit more even, but they've backed off a little bit because one of the goals of redistricting is to keep what they call a community of interest. And so they want to keep it down to two supervisors. One of them has a very small piece, Sharon Bronson, and she was going to take over more of Ray Carroll's district, but they decided that that was not a good idea for this very reason, this community of interest. So it's a better situation for us, and they're going to change some things up north.
They did some minor tweaks to what was presented by the task force, but the long and the short of it is that we're going to have three Democrats and two Republicans governing the Pima County for the next decade. The District 3, Sharon Bronson's district, had been the most competitive district. The other two districts, 1 and 4, are the two Republicans. Almost all the Republicans, like 65% of the Republicans in the county, are packed into those two districts. And then you've got districts 2 and 5, which have, you know, overwhelming Democratic majority. So 3 was the only one that was competitive. And with some of these changes, they've now even packed more Republicans into District 1 by removing them out of District 3, which makes District 3 a more safe, less competitive district for a Democrat. And that, to me, is the real tragedy of what they did with this redistricting. It made everybody equal in terms of the numbers, but in terms of the political registrations, unless we develop an independent party, we're going to have three Democrats and two Republicans in the county for a long time.
So it's not going to really impact this upcoming election next year very much.
You know, that's a really good question, and we were talking about this last time I was here, is that Sharon Bronson had made a boneheaded decision.
About
that
the fire district.
Exactly. That really ticked off a lot of people down there. Now, again, she has a very small slice of the pie, and so if it had been bigger, like they had proposed, I think she would have been facing a little bit more trouble. So next year, maybe it won't be an issue for her, but I sure hope that people remember what she did a couple of weeks ago, which is basically say the will of the people does not matter.
I agree with that completely. I think all of those changes down in Green Valley had to do with that fire district controversy.
Absolutely.
And trying
Absolutely.
To protect Sharon.
Absolutely.
I got about 1 minute to go. I guess I missed this story. I was gone last week about the GOP gun raffle fundraiser. I think you wrote about it at TucsonCitizen.com. Is this much to do about nothing?
Oh, it's absolutely much to do about nothing. It's using the politics of tragedy, which I just think is an outrage in and of itself. You know, the Republicans are supporters of the Second Amendment, and they were raffling off a gun. It happened to be a Glock, made by Glock, but it was not the same Glock that was used in those killings. There have been a lot of people who have been killed since January 8th in this county by a lot of different guns. It's legal to own and sell and raffle guns in Arizona, and this was simply that was seized on because it was being done by Republicans as somehow an affront to the victims of January 8th, and that's just BS. That's not what it was.
I'm going to have to run, but you had something on Facebook, and I checked it out. Emil Franzi, who does a very popular show here on the weekend, has an interesting article in The Explorer.
He does.
Comparing Tucson to...
To Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah. About it being ungovernable, and I thought that was pretty prescient of that.
Good job, Emil. Okay, it's 12:46 on the Buckmaster Show. Thank you, Dan, and thank you, Mark. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. plus save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection at Golf Links and Kolb and the Star Pass Mission Road intersection. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has also implemented transit services like Sun Express and Sun Shuttle. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
That's music that signals the weekend, and that means Matt Russell, publicist and dedicated foodie about town, the man we call the Culinary Cruiser, will be joining us in just a few moments with his weekend watch picks of the week. But in the meantime, I've got some weekend information that I want to share with you, sort of the Buckmaster Show picks of the week. We've got at Campbell Plaza, the 9th annual Fall Festival this Saturday from 10 to 1. Stop by for free prizes and KVOI and the Plaza Merchants, plus some great deals and great food. That is at Campbell Plaza, Campbell at Glen. Also, we've got Second Saturday coming up downtown Tucson. A lot of activities going on there. Live entertainment, food, shopping, and of course the people watching is very good from 6 to 10:30 p.m. KVOI The Voice will be outside the Providence building at Broadway and Scott. That's for Second Saturday. That's a couple of the Buckmaster Show weekend picks. And of course, it is 9/11, the 10-year anniversary coming up on Sunday. KVOI The Voice is inviting you to join us at the Walk in Remembrance and Military First Responders. That will be the 5K Fun Run. That will be this Sunday, 9 to 11 at Reed Park. Registration is at 7, and events will continue until noon. You can go to the website at September11Tucson.org for a list of events. We'll be expecting Matt Russell here shortly to give us a call with his weekend watch, and I know he's got some great picks coming up, including a gourmet Asian dinner. That's going to be happening, a third annual Pinot Festival happening at Hacienda del Sol, Both events are going to be happening this weekend, and those are Matt Russell's, a couple of his picks. Matt Russell will be joining us very shortly, and we want to remind you that the Friday program on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at splendidoaz.net. We're ready now with Matt. Matt, how you doing?
Doing great. Bill, how are you this Friday?
Going real well. I was giving you a little preview there about these. If you're in the mood for some Asian food, there's something for you.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be really one of those great events this weekend. On Saturday night at about 6:15 at the Harvest Moon Restaurant up on North Oracle up in Oro Valley, you're going to have a chance to enjoy a great gourmet Asian dinner with national television personality Chef Martin Yan. You might remember, Bill, as he's the host of Yan Can Cook and a number of other television cooking shows. He's the author of more than 30 cookbooks, so you're going to be able to sit at his feet and learn all of the great things about traditional, authentic Asian cuisine. This entire night benefits the Chinese Cultural Center. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get up close and personal with Chef Martin Yan. Details are at 292-6900. Saturday night's going to be fun.
Are you telling me that Mr. Yan himself is going to be here?
He actually is going to be here himself in all of his splendor, Bill.
What about this? I was also mentioning the Pinot Festival up at Hacienda.
Yeah, on Sunday, this Sunday, from 4 to 7 p.m., it's their third annual Pinot Festival up there at the beautiful Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. They're going to have a selection of Pinot Noir, Pinot Grigio, Pinot Blancs. I mean, all your favorite Pinots are going to be there for you to taste for only $55. And that price, Bill, includes some great food. I understand they're going to be roasting whole pigs. They're going to be roasting some duck and some salmon, of course, a wonderful array of cheeses. This is an event that we haven't missed.
A pig roast up at the Hacienda del Sol. And I think that our culinary cruiser will be there. And probably, I think you'll have on the Hawaiian shirt.
You've seen me around town, it sounds like.
I have you seen you around town. And one thing about that Hawaiian shirt, Matt Russell, it's very forgiving.
And I, it better be.
And I know that sometimes after some of these big meals, let's face it, you do gain a pound or two.
Just a couple of pounds, but I'm good Monday through Thursday. But Friday is the weekend, and that's where it all shines.
You know, we've been talking about the summer samplers, and technically, even though we are now past Labor Day, it's still summer.
It absolutely is still summer, and this particular one has got kind of date night written all over it because our good friends over at Sauce, of course, the Fox Restaurant Concepts, they've got this great special. You get one pizza, you get one salad, and two glasses of red or white wine for only $20, and that's available at all the Sauce locations across southern Arizona.
Well, there's certainly a lot to do this weekend, and as I was mentioning before you joined us, there's the Campbell Plaza 9th Annual Fall Festival. That's at Campbell and Glen. That one's going to be Saturday, 10 to 1. And then, Matt, we haven't mentioned you. I mentioned it a little earlier, but you weren't with me talking about Second Saturdays happening.
Yeah, Second Saturday, always a favorite event for all walks of life in Tucson. Some great food specials, art and entertainment. I mean, downtown comes alive in ways that you can't even put into words on the second Saturday of every month.
How is downtown doing? I know you're a big supporter.
Yeah, big supporter of downtown. I mean, my hat is off to Fletcher McCusker and everything he has done to inspire this revitalization, this renaissance down there. I'm delighted not only to see new restaurants open up there, Bill, but in fact, organizations and companies actually relocating to the downtown area. It gives me a great sense of hope for what I know downtown can be, and now I really see it all happening.
Okay, Matt Russell, we'll let you get out to the pool now because the weekend has officially begun. Have yourself a great weekend.
Great. You do the same. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thanks. And of course that means the weekend has officially begun on the Buckmaster Show. want to talk a little bit about next week on the Buckmaster Show. Of course, Monday, it is the political face-off. Every Monday, we do the face-off with our team of commentators. We will have Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom. That will be one of our two teams joining us on Monday for the political face-off at noon here on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Then, a special tribute to 9/11 on Monday. On the second portion of the Buckmaster Show Hour, we will spend a half an hour with John Wickham, the former Chief of Staff of the United States Army. General Wickham will be really reflecting about military policy in the wake of 9/11 over the past 10 years. That will be General Wickham on the Buckmaster Show, and I hope you will be with us. We are live Monday through Friday right here on KVOI, The Voice. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of Team Buckmaster, our producer, Rosemary Brandt. Rose, we hope you are feeling better, and we want to thank very much Ray Allen for stepping in today. Ray has done a great job running the board on the Buckmaster Show in Rose's absence, and we hope Rose will be feeling better and will be back with us on Monday for the Buckmaster Show. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. Flowers & Rieger is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. And again, we remind you that the Friday Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido, our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. This is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show this week. I am Bill Buckmaster. Have yourself a great weekend. See you Monday.